Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I'm glad you did. I'm super excited. We're in the midst here in South Florida. We've got what they call the Florida winter. Maybe like once or twice a year, we'll get a cold front, and you know, it's in the low 70s, high 60s. I personally, not being a natural born Floridian, love it. And a bit of a chunky monkey. This is great weather. I'm digging this. Get a lot done outside. But everybody else down here, you know, you have to wear socks with your flip-flops. It sucks. And scarves and coats. And, yeah, it's bad. But I'm sure we'll all get by, and so will the iguanas and all of that. But we've got a fantastic show today lined up for you. We've got a really, really cool guest. Man, she is just talented. Like you wouldn't believe. I'm a big fan. I'm a little starstruck. You know, she's just really, really good at what she does. Her music is fantastic. Some of the best I've heard. And I am just very excited to talk to her. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Miss Annie Delgado. Annie, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jamie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I know you started your journey out here in Florida, but you're in L.A. now, right? A couple stops in
Florida? I am, yeah.
Laughing nice.
While you were talking about the Florida winter.
you know.
I do.
People freak out, man. my
they
wife,
really do. Hey, I used
my
to
wife
wear Uggs in high school in the Florida winters, yeah.
I'm telling you, my wife's not a big UGG person. Her sister is, my sister-in-law. Oh, you know, she's kind of yuppie, you know, she does the whole Han Solo look during the winter with the vest and boots and everything. you know, but it makes her happy, so, you know, we don't say anything about it. Anywho, Annie, I love your dream pop sound, man. It is fantastic. Fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks
yeah,
so much.
Let me ask you. I've seen the video and whatnot, and it's so cool. You are just it seems like a natural performer. When you were a girl, when you were growing up and whatnot, did you know that showbiz was what you were going to be doing?
Yeah, I mean, my journey to you know, getting out there and doing it started at the age of probably like two, maybe even younger. I just like to sing a lot. I like to dance a lot. My mom put me in dance. And growing up through my childhood and early adolescence, it was always I was going to be a performer in some way or another. And then I went to a little bit more of like an academic high school, and I was a really good student. And so for a moment there, I had a doubt, and I was like, okay, maybe I should go do something practical like law or, you know, medicine or something. But when I was about 16 or 17, I just said to myself, no, this is what I have to do. And so I started to work towards being able to move to New York. And then, of course, later LA. And I'm so glad I did it.
That is cool. And hey, kudos to your mom. You know, I grew up, I was the only boy, I had three sisters. And, you know, dance class and gymnastics are never in the same building. You know, it's always different places they have to drive the girls to. So three cheers for her, you know, getting you there
yeah.
and whatnot.
Really, I have my family to thank big time because I was involved in so many different, very enriching after school activities, dance with like an intense competition schedule and, you know, being there basically every day for a good portion of my childhood, Monday through Friday. Definitely came with a lot of sacrifice for my parents driving me there, waiting for me at the studio. So
that's awesome. That is so cool. It's cool when parents get behind their kid, because, you know, you never know. You never know. Annie just might be buying her parents an infinity pool before long in Malibu or someplace. You know, you just, if she keeps making music like she's making, I can see it happening.
That would be my dream.
That's fantastic. See, it paid off is what I'm saying. No, that's awesome. You know, it's cool too that you kind of discovered and you knew early on that, you know, this is what I want to do. This is how hard I have to work to get there, and I'm going to do it, you know.
Yeah.
So many people.
Yeah, I mean, I was grateful, too, that my parents gave me really clear goalposts. When I first told them that I wanted to go to school for the performing arts, they were a little bit concerned, but they were like, all right, if you get your associate's degree while you're still in high school, you know, at least we know you have, you know, something to fall back on.
Right.
So I did that, and then that helped me move to New York and helped them trust that I was making an informed decision.
Absolutely, absolutely. And very practical, you know, and smart, and smart. It's, you know, it's very, I'm a painter by trade. I'm not in the performing arts. I'm on the other side of the building. But, no, I say that when I went to art school, performing arts was on one side. Visual arts was on the other.
Absolutely.
But my mother was a professional portrait painter. And so my father, you know, when all this came out and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be painting for a living, you know, I'm going to be the next Picasso. That was kind of the thing. And I think my father knew, well, at the very least, he can be painting people's kids and, you know, surviving, mm-hmm. not calling me for money. And so that it helped because there was, but if it wasn't for my mother in that background, I think he would have been like, no, engineering it is for you, you know.
Yeah, he would have not. Said, you know, you can make a living that way.
Right, exactly.
And that was a little learning curve for my parents, too. I'd have to say, like, I think a lot of people don't think there's a way to make a living in music unless you're, like, an international superstar, which, of course, is
right.
among one of my dreams, but you can make a living writing songs for other people, writing songs for TV, producing for other people. So there's really a lot of ways, you know. So I explained that to them, and that helped a little.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, and you're very you're completely right, too. I know a guy who does just that, lives in Nashville, has a real big house, bigger house than I have. And mm-hmm. has a real nice life, and he's a songwriter. For himself that he's sang on. He's had about 50 that other people have sang on, and life is good, you know.
Yeah, I mean it's a great thing to do.
Traveling.
As I develop my own, you know, artist self and grow my audience and stuff, I've been working on writing for film and TV and stuff. It's an interest of mine because I just like writing, and sometimes I don't always write what's right for me. So, you know, in the meantime, I get to use that material for other things.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let me ask you this, because, you know, you they have you listed as your genre as dream pop, and I think that's very accurate, you know, but I'm sure you do other things. Were you always into that type of music, or did it matter or not? Do you just liked music?
I found my sound kind of recently. I'd say that it started with my first debut single, Galaxy, and it really came to fruition here on this set of music. Daydream is the first song of a 4-song EP, and it's all very much in the dream pop world. But before that, I just really loved pop, and I wanted to be in the pop music industry one way or another. And before that, I was actually in an experimental rock band in New York. And so from a young age, as a little girl, I wanted to do pop music. But then situationally, I was around people who really liked experimental rock. And I think moving to LA, committing to pop, and then putting out my artist project, I think that experimental rock and all the other different things that I grew up listening to contributed towards the fact that I make dream pop now. So although it's a new, you know, sound for me, more or less, it's definitely been like a long time in the work of gathering inspiration.
That's awesome. That is so cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us. www.jamierocks.us.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
There's so many genres and whatnot. One of the great things about, like, your generation, now I sound like an old man, but, I don't mean this in a bad way. One of the things I really dig, though, that is so much better than my generation, one of these many, many things, is your generation seems to be multi-genre. You like what you like. I talk to my young friends, you look at their playlists, it's all over the place, whereas my generation, it's like, oh, you're a rock and roller, or, you know, and if you say, well, I was going to listen to some Adam Ant, everybody gets all mad. You know, what are you doing? You're going against what? And
yeah,
I love how it's evolved. Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was going to say, even within one song, you know, there might be multiple genres or influences now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think a lot of that has to do with streaming and, it's people at Spotify, people have the ability to make these great playlists of whatever they're into. And
I was
really
having
neat. This
conversation the other day about like how music used to even be regional, like, you know, so like in New York City in the 90s, mm-hmm. you had like a very certain kind of hip hop scene happening. And I think it's just what you said, like, you know, that's what people were exposed to, and there wasn't as much internet, you know, there wasn't streaming. And so now it's kind of like you're getting to access every kind of scene of music from your phone, from anywhere you are in the world.
Absolutely. And it's for the betterment. It depends on my mood, you know, what I want to listen to. Some music's better for some. You, like, for instance, when I paint, your music's fantastic. I love listening to your music when I paint.
That's awesome. I love that.
Well, it just gets those creative gears going. You know what I mean? It's like, ooh, there's an idea. Oh, I like that. And it's not necessarily just the lyrics. It's the music itself, too. But all of it. It's really cool. If I'm robbing a bank or something, I'm going to listen to something else. No, I'm not going to rob a bank. But, you know.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. And I love that comparison of, like, painting with music. Because, okay, I'm a terrible painter, but sometimes I'll paint to get inspiration because I think my music's really visual and textured. So I think it definitely lends to each other, the two mediums.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. I have to have music on. That's just me, you know. I have a friend of mine who's a painter, though, and this guy's weird. I almost thought, and I was asking my wife, I'm like, I don't want to say his name, but it might be Jonah. I was asking her, I was like, do you think he's a psychopath? And she's like, what do you mean? Like, what are you not telling me? You know, what did you discover about him? And I said, he's not into music. He never talks about music. It's just the weirdest thing I've ever come across. And she goes, well, maybe he's just not into music. I'm like, no, but that's weird, man. It weirds me out. I'm still friends with him, but it's weird. You know what I mean? I've not had that experience.
I mean, I can relate on a level because my family, my dad and my brother are both really musical. My dad plays piano and my brother is in school right now studying trombone at actually FSU. So you probably know of that school.
Oh, okay.
It's a very iconic Floridian school. But my mom, you know, her connection with music is pretty much just dancing. So she really likes disco, but isn't really into music too much otherwise. And so it's always funny. But she's such a supportive person and, like, so sweet about my music and always listens to it. But she really just likes similar in that she's not, like, thinking about all these different kinds of music.
I gotcha. She just wants to go to the club and have a good time. I hear you. I know some girls like that. Nothing wrong with that. And they're usually wearing those fancy hot gold high heels like you are on your Facebook page. I just clicked over on your Facebook page and saw you putting on you're going out shoes there. There you go. It's like my wife. My wife loves shoes. You know, I have like 3 pairs of shoes in the closet. She has 300. But she never wears shoes. She's like, first thing she does, she comes home, take those off, you know. I'm like, why are we spending
all this money?
Definitely,
I've been wearing a lot less of shoes in quarantine.
No, I'm telling you. It's let me ask you this. Speaking of quarantine, that's kind of an interesting thing. Now, here you go. You've got this EP that's coming out. It's getting ready to come out. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play a track from it here real quick. But I just want to find out. I imagine there's a lot of work put into that. You know, people don't just say, there's nothing on TV tonight. I'll make an EP. There's probably a ton of work on that. Was this project started prior to the quarantine, or did it all come about during the quarantine?
Most of it happened during quarantine. So I met my manager, Kelly, in the fall of 2019. Is that right? Yeah, the fall of 2019. And she said to me, you know, like, the next move for you is to make an EP. You know, you need some more songs out, because at the time I only had Galaxy. And so I went to Mexico. I was in Oaxaca, which is a beautiful place, if anyone's looking for post-COVID travel plans. And I was there because my boyfriend had a film in the film festival there. And I was in this beautiful Airbnb taking a swim in their little, like, garden backyard. And I was thinking about, like, what my EP would be. And I started to kind of write a poem that turned into one of the songs on the EP called Something Beautiful. And that was really the very beginning. But then from there on, it was kind of just collecting inspiration loosely, like writing as much as I could. And then in about February of 2020, I met Sam Nicolosi, who's the producer on the entire project. And we started the first song that we wrote and recorded for it, which is Cloud Nine. And then, boom, quarantine happens, and we have to figure out a new way of working. And so a few of the songs were partially written over Zoom sessions and FaceTime sessions where I was at my place, he was at his. That was at the beginning when it was really bad. And then over the summer, we started to do like in-person, socially distanced sessions to kind of finish it up. But it was quite the obstacle to kind of get it done, you know, in the time frame that I wanted, learning how to work within all these new guidelines safely.
Well, and it was scary too. On top of that, you know, I'm telling Annie, me and my wife have been together forever, but we kind of did everything backwards. But we got married in March. You know,
oh, congrats!
Thanks. All but at the wedding, all my friends from high school and stuff were there, and we were kind of half joking about it. You know, we're like, oh, look at these people freaking out. You know, blah blah blah, because you just didn't know anything. You know, and we were stupid.
Yeah.
And then like a week later, it hit like big time. We were in Disney World. We didn't go there on a honeymoon or anything. We just went for a couple days because, you know, we live in Florida and we do that every other month, or used to.
Uh-huh.
And so we were, you know, in that fancy restaurant in Epcot, the Japanese steakhouse. And that's when they announced the parks would be closing. And we're like, if Disney's giving up money, this is serious.
Yeah, I mean, I had a very similar experience. I mean, the week before everything went crazy, you know, I had a party, I like went to a concert, and then just boom, all of a sudden we were in lockdown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't afraid of like the disease. I was afraid of the people. I'm like, this is going to be Mad Max, man. People are going to try to break into my, they're going to come in here and steal my dog. This isn't good.
I really did feel like the end of the world for a minute.
It did. I was worried, you know, but I'm glad I just overreacted. I'm glad it worked out in the way it did. I'm not glad that it, all the tragedy and everything is terrible. I'm just glad I wasn't, my paranoia didn't come to fruition is what I'm saying. But that's cool. So you're working in a different way and nobody in the world knew any, you know, this is all new territory for everybody. And in the midst of this, you're making music, you're doing art. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I feel, you know, like you went to say, you know, it was a major tragedy, but then again, there are like the interesting things where like we're at home more, we've slowed down. I know living in LA and, you know, working on coming up in the industry, used to occupy a lot of my time with going out to networking events and trying to be places and meet people. And I just kind of realized in quarantine, like, I just need to write music. And, you know, I'm grateful to have a manager because she's always like, don't worry about meeting people. I'm the one who knows people and will meet people. And so it was, you know, although it's been a really disruptive year, it was also nice to kind of go internal and really focus on writing, especially for my first like project.
Oh man, I'm telling you. And she's 100% right. You know, it's real easy. You know, it's been a few years. I was in San Diego when things kind of took off for me, and I got turned around. I got twisted for a little bit, for a good 6 months there. It's real easy to, oh, got to go to the W tonight and hang out. And, gotta, you know, you're not getting any work done when you're doing that kind of stuff. I got to go hit this party or that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really tempting. And, you know,
yeah,
you tell yourself you have to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Part of the work. And it is to a point, but it ain't the work that you should be doing, you know.
Exactly. And I'm grateful that the one that I love doing, being in my studio and writing, you know, and going out and networking, all that, that isn't necessarily my favorite part at all. So, you know, I feel pretty grateful that the work that I like to do is the work that's most important, in my opinion, at least.
Absolutely. And, you know, you don't have to mess up your fancy shoes, you know. There you go.
Exactly.
Well, the single we're going to play today is Daydream. How do you want to do this? Do you want to play the single and then talk about it, or you want to lead into it?
Your show. How about we play it, and then we can talk about it a little bit.
Sounds good. Here it is, everybody. This is Annie Delgado, Daydream. Check this out. It's fantastic. Track, ladies and gentlemen. I did not lie. That was Annie Delgado. Daydream.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Annie, I just want to paint something now. See, I hear that, and I'm just...
I love that it inspires you. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Speaking of inspiration, first off, we want to tell everybody that track is out, and Annie and I were just talking about it off mic. And Annie, let everybody know, if you're a Spotify person, you were saying?
Yeah, I was just saying it's everywhere. So no matter what you use, you can find it. It's on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, literally everywhere. So whatever way you like to listen to music, it's there.
That's so cool. You know, that is so cool. Like I said, I'm an old man. It used to not be that way. You know, an artist would make a record, and then there would be, you know, they'd have to make a vinyl record and masters and all that kind of, you know, it was just real involved and real expensive.
Yeah.
You know, the cool thing now is you can make a cool track, and then boom, an hour later, people are buying it, you know, when you release it after it's all done. In Australia are buying it, you know, or people in Korea, so it doesn't matter. That's the planet, baby.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a pretty quick process, although I have to say I'm an old soul, and I really, really want to press the vinyl one day soon.
You will. You're that, and I don't mean any disrespect, of course, but you're just that cool gal. You know, I can see you having vinyl. It's cool. And it'll probably be
Thank you.
Pastel vinyl, but it'll be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no?
Wow, you just cool you just get me.
No, I, but no, it's very cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocksgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey, folks, we also have links on our show page to all of Annie's website. Hey, Annie, kudos to you for having a website. So many artists today do not have a dedicated website. They're like, hey, I got it. I'm on the gram. That's all I need to be. And I think that's fine.
Yeah,
but,
I'm a little obsessed in that way.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And because if we miss putting a link to something like Apple Music, we don't have on the show page. But if you go to AnnieDelgado.com, very easy to get to. It's very easy to navigate website, too. Link right there, you know. And she's got some cool merch, man. You know, I don't know if the crop top set would fit me, but it certainly looks cool.
I know. I need to do some more merch for the fellas. I have a jewelry collection out, and I have the crop top set. But I need to do more for the men. And actually, my next set of merch for my next song will be a little more unisex and gender, you know, gender fluid.
Or we just need to get cool with it and put on the pastel, maybe, you know? It's
yeah.
2021, I mean, after all, talk. You know?
2021.
Yeah. Exactly, you know? There you go. No, but it is a cool website, everybody. Again, that's AnnieDelgado.com. We also have links to her Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. Yeah, don't think just because she has a website, she's not on Instagram. She's on Instagram and all of it. So you can get there. I suggest to everybody at home, you know, when you like, if you're digging in an artist, whether it be a musician or an indie filmmaker, whatever, you know, somebody who makes the best cannolis in town, like and share their social media. We live in an algorithm world, and that is so important. It helps out a lot.
That's a great thing to say. I'm always preaching that to my friends, because a lot of my friends are artists, and you'd be surprised how hard it is to get, you know, other artists sometimes even to just click a link. And, you know, I always say it's the easiest thing you can do to support an artist for free.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Especially these days, you know, when people can't play out and whatnot, you know, every little bit helps, man. Every little bit helps. I'll tell you, Annie, no, Annie's professional. She's in the business. She just didn't do this last week. You know, had this idea to do this. She knows, you know, stuff ain't cheap. It ain't free. You know, when you make an EP, there's stuff involved. That stuff helps, you know. Buy merch. Track, buy it. One of the cool things, too, about streaming and the world we live in, if you dig a track, when you buy it, and all platforms do this now, and I think it's so neat. Let's say you forgot Chris's birthday, the guy you work with or whatever. When you buy, like, and you think Daydream would just make his day, it's, rather than getting him a card, put his email address in there and buy him the track. That's something.
Oh,
different.
That's so cool. Yeah. I actually had no idea that platforms did that.
Oh, yeah. I did that for a friend of mine instead of, like, making her a little gal. I used to have a gallery, and a little gal used to work for me. You know, she was going through it. She met that guy she learned lessons from, and they're going through a big breakup and was just down in the dumps. And so I made her, instead of a mixtape, I made her a mix MP3 tape. I just bought her, like, 10 tracks of these are good breakup songs. This will make you feel better.
That's so cool. I love that. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, got it through a day, you know, helping, whatever you can do. But, yeah, very, very cool. So we have links to all that and everything, and you can pick up Daydream. Now, you've got a new track coming out, what, next week, right? Dropping next week?
Yeah, I can't believe it's next week already. Friday the 12th, my song Dancing While the World is on Fire is coming out.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. When that drop, no, is that coming out as just a single, or is there a video with that one as well?
There's a video, but the video is coming out a little later. So the single comes out next Friday, and then on the 24th of February, the video will drop.
Nice, nice. When that video drops, ladies and gentlemen, I will blast that out on all of my social media and whatnot. Daydream's Daydream's got a killer video too with it, and I will be playing that directly after the show here. I always put a video up on my social media and whatnot when I'm working on the show, doing the post production, and just really cool.
Thank you. I mean, it's been something to shoot during quarantine, but you know, we made it work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, for those on the show page, you know, the player there that has the images that scroll through is sort of Annie's press photos, and they're just stunningly beautiful. Were those shot when you were down in Mexico as well? Because that's a fancy beach wherever you're at, man. It's awful pretty.
No, that's actually down in Laguna Beach, really close to where I live. I live up in Santa Monica in L.A. So it was about an hour for me, and that's where we shot the video, too.
Well, I'm telling you, it looks fantastic.
that you were in the Maldives someplace where you got those. Yeah, that's awesome. Like, no.
I have to say, I'm really grateful to have always lived by a beach pretty much in my life. It's a huge, huge thing for me.
I'm the same way. I am the same. And people make, because, you know, I grew up on kind of the artsy goth kid, you know, and the goth before it was goth. Goth when it was still alive. You know, and people are always like, why are you always living by beaches? I'm like, because beaches are nice. That's why I'm living by it. Are you kidding?
I need a body of water. Preferably the ocean.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't want to be able to go any further. I like the edge. Oh, man. That's funny. That is funny. Well, very, very cool. Well, you're just doing, you know, not ticking the boxes and knocking them out, and with really, really good work. Now, I
Thank
know
you.
In the press release I got, it says the EP will be released in early 2021. And what that usually, I've been doing this a while, what that usually tells me is, well, there's not a hard date release date on that yet. There's, do we have a ballpark? The only reason I'm asking this, Annie, is I want to hear more. You know, it's
unfolding. Thank you. Well, you know, it was all going to come out together. We were actually just going to do Daydream as a single and then release everything else. And then I decided that even though each song really, you know, you'll notice when you hear everything, they all kind of play into one another. They all have their own vibe. So I wanted to give each one their own video, and I wanted to give each one their own time to kind of be out in the world and find their audience. And so every song's coming out about 6 weeks apart. So the last song will come out in late April, early May. But we have one on the 12th, and then I have another one coming out end of March and another one again at the end of April. So it's going to be a busy year for me. And videos for each of those two.
Oh, she's working, baby. She's working. That's a lot of work.
Working hard.
That's a lot of
work.
Oh, man. That's fantastic. Well, and selfishly, I'm going to be right in touch with Amanda and the fine folks over at your the PR company you're working with, Trend PR. They're awesome, ladies and
gentlemen. They're the best.
They're awesome. Best in the business.
I'm a big fan.
I'm telling you. Oh, me too. Me too. They kick ass. But I'm going to be in touch with them and get you back on the show as well because, you know, you've got all this stuff coming out. Very cool. And you're
Thank
cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to share the new songs with your audience.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, very cool. Well, I know you're a busy lady and you got things going on. But I want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the show here and, you know, class to join up and everything. And
thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. A total pleasure having you on. It was just, you know this. I'm going to tell you anyway in case no one's told you today. Keep doing what you're doing. You're real, real good at it. You know, seriously.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
It does mean a lot every time you hear it, you know, as an artist, no matter how many, you know, fans or audience members you grow, you know, you have to keep telling it to yourself, and it's always nice to hear. So I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's why I do the show, you know. Annie, I was just talking about this on a podcast the other day. The reason I do my show, this is episode 1073. That's a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of talking. No, but the reason I do is because a couple times a week, I get to talk to people and hang out with people that are real passionate about their work and what they're doing, you know? And it's always good because if it wasn't, we wouldn't have them on the show, you know? No, I shouldn't say that, but it's true. But it's very inspiring, man. It's very inspiring. There are days when I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I just want to, maybe there's a hammock in the backyard. I'm going for that. And then I think, you know, now I'll think, well, Annie's doing it. Annie's out there. She's made 14 videos this year and all these things. She's doing it.
Yeah.
It's the work.
It's a deal. I'll keep making music if you keep painting.
Absolutely. It's a deal. It's a deal. Thank you so much, Annie, for being on. You're awesome. You're cool. Turned up to 10.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. This has been really fun.
Cool. Anytime. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Of course, this episode will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms. We're on like 206. Amazing. It's very cool. So check those out. And if you're on my Patreon, you're hearing this ad-free, so ignore this part. If you're not on my Patreon, check out our advertisers and sponsors and use their code. They always have a code where you can save a couple bucks. And with that savings, hey, I say head over to Spotify or your digital stream of choice and pick up Daydream by Annie Delgado. It's a fantastic track, and you'll be glad you did. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will be back. Let's see, what is today? Thursday? Is it Thursday or Friday? I can't remember. I think it's Thursday. We will be back tomorrow. If not tomorrow, we'll be back Monday. I'm kind of drawing a blank right now. I think it's Monday, actually. So have a good weekend, everybody, and we will see you next time. Talk to you later. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.